Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports.
Let's go!
The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate.
Let's go!
Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's June, it's the 23rd of June, it's 2017, and it's a Friday. 15 baseball games here on today's slate. I am riding solo again today. Big T was supposed to come on with me and had a little issues with dad life, and we're going to get him on very soon. So if you're looking forward to Big T, trust me, he will be on soon. I like talking baseball with him, so we'll get him on the podcast very, very soon. I'm excited about this 15-game slate. We look at it, and up and down, we have some top-end pitchers that are available on this slate. We have some interesting, you know, contrarian-type high-upside plays in the mid-tier. And, we have some pitchers that we definitely want to pick on, so it's a mixed, nice little slate here on a Friday, and we're going to get started. But before we get started, if you haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there, check them out, playdraft.com/grinders. That way you guys get a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. We got some exciting stuff coming up here with Playdraft at Roto Grinders, so as soon as I get more information on that kind of stuff, I will let you guys know. But until then, we have 15 baseball games to talk about, so we're going to jump right in and we're going to get started with Cincinnati at Washington. Luis Castillo against Steven Strasburg, 9 total. Strasburg in massive favor here at 247. Luis Castillo making his major league debut. His solid strikeout stuff in the minors for this guy. We look at the numbers, and a lot of it's at Double A. So you know, how well is that going to, you know, translate into the bigs is, I guess, the biggest question. But, you know, we look at it and you kind of trying to pull up his page here. Anyway, great start, right? There's so many. let's see. Here it is. All right, so in Double A this season with the Reds, he's pitched 80 innings already in Double A. He has a K per 9 over 9. His swinging strike rate's around 15%. Walk rate's only at 4%. Strikeout rate around 25%. Ground ball, fly ball, neutral. He has big arm prospects, so we'll kind of have to see here. He has a terrible matchup against one of the best teams in baseball here. We look at Strasburg in this matchup. The Reds rank 8th in Team WOBA. They strike out 21% of the time this season. But we look at Strasburg, you know, he's definitely been one of the best pitchers this season. He has a 12% swinging strike rate. His contact rate is down to about 75%. The strikeout rate, right around 28%. Getting a nice ground ball rate at 46%. You just look at it and the numbers up and down. Very, very solid. XFIP matches the ERA, which is always good to see. So Strasburg definitely pitching great this season. It is a tougher matchup. You know, when the Reds get on the road, a little bit better matchup to attack here. But this team is not a bad offense. You look at it, and Strasburg, probably one of the safer pitchers on this slate for sure. As far as the Reds' bats go, there's not much that I like here on the Reds. They're all kind of still pricey. It's a matchup with Strasburg, so I'll pass here. We look at the national side of things here. you know, up and down, probably the best offense in baseball this season against right-handed pitching. Bryce Harper, 337 ISO, 438 WOBA. Ryan Zimmerman, 295 ISO, 428 WOBA. Adam Lind has had a lot of power against righties this season. Daniel Murphy, all over 200 ISOs, all over 400 WOBAs for those four guys. You know, just up and down, very, very solid roster here. Not seeing a lot of pieces that are bad plays. So, yeah, the Nationals definitely in play here. It is against a rookie we don't know a lot about. So that's always the downside of, you know, picking on a guy in his first start here. All right, next up we have Texas at New York. Yu Darvish against Tanaka. 10 total here. Big total in New York. You know, wind kind of neutral at about 10 mile an hour is blowing out to left center. Something to definitely note. We look at Yu Darvish first here. Darvish, 12.5% swinging strike rate against lefties this season, 11.4% swinging strike rate against righties. You know, you just look at the numbers, and he relies on his fastball a lot against right-handed hitters. He throws it about 52%, 51% of the time against righties. So that's always a little concerning when you're picking on a team like the Yankees with all these big power righties. Does throw his slider about 27-28% against righties. You know, and definitely gets enough swing and strikes there. You know, mixes in a cutter. So, you know, he has four really solid pitches against righties. But when you're throwing over 50% fastballs against a right-handed power team, you know, it's always something to worry about. We look at it, and the hard contact's at 33% this season. The home run per nine, 1.24. So, you know, you worry a little bit about Darvish in this spot against these power righties. And I definitely don't think I can play him here. So I actually don't think you can play either one of these pitchers. We look at Tanaka on the flip side of this game. He's at 389 WOBA against righties this season, 36% hard contact. The home run per nine is 2.34. You know, just really struggling with right-handed bats. Relying on his slider a lot against righties, and it's just getting hit. You know, and everything else really is getting hit. A lot of really high ex-WOBAs here on his pitches against righties this season. It makes sense with what we're seeing against lefties. 366 WOBA, 33% hard contact against lefties. So Tanaka has really struggled this season. You know, I don't know if it's something that you could do, but a Texas stack against Tanaka could be super sneaky in this spot, but it would have to be a large field tournament. You'd have to be rolling out a bunch of teams to make it work or to take that shot here. And then on the Yankee side, like, I like the power righties, Judge, Sanchez, Holiday, and you could throw Castro in your little stack there, so you get all four of those guys and get you a nice little mini stack in the middle of that Yankees lineup. So I like that. We'll have to kind of see what the weather is going to do in that spot. We move on to Minnesota at Cleveland, 10 total here. This is definitely the game that has the highest probability of weather issues on the slate. Alberto Meji against Trevor Bauer, 10 total here. Bauer, a 179 favorite. Meji, a guy that I'm definitely not playing, and then Bauer in this spot against the Twins. You know, Bauer, 328 WOBA, 40% hard contact to righties. I know he's getting a bunch of ground balls at 52%, but you look at the numbers, and, you know, a team that definitely has some big power righties here. You know, I kind of worry about Trevor Bauer in this spot, the 10 total, you know. Hopefully the weather and just everything else just kind of scares me off him, so I don't have to worry about him in this spot. As far as the Twins' bats go, like Sano, don't mind Max Kepler here. Trying to think who else. Dozier, obviously. But yeah, like Dozier, Sano, Kepler, definitely in play here. looking at the Indians here against lefties this season, you know, E5 is warming up. Yan Gomes, Lindor, Jose Ramirez. I totally forgot to mention this guy on the podcast yesterday and ended up playing. He's like 3% owned. It's my bad. Austin Jackson, another guy that's been hitting left-handed pitching really well this season, getting the normal starts here with Cleveland against lefties, and definitely taking advantage of it. I like this spot again for him against the lefty. And you know, you look at it, and he's a nice little value on FanDuel. On DraftKings, they finally have caught up to the fact that you know he's hitting the ball really well right now. And you know, 3,800, probably a little too much, but definitely think he's in play in this spot and could be potentially really under-owned yet again in another game here. LA Angels at Boston Red Sox. Alex Meyer against Rick Porcello. Porcello, a 162 favorite. Pass. You know, we talk about it all the time. This guy leads baseball in barrels allowed this season. You know, 373 wOBA against righties. 40% hard contact. 10.5 total is really all I need to know. You know, you look at Porcello's numbers against lefties. They get a little bit better against lefties this season. But, you know, there's just nothing to what we kind of saw of this guy last year. You know, he has a 46% hard contact to lefties this year at a 352 wOBA with a 1.55 home run per nine. He's a fly ball pitcher in Boston. I think I'll pass. And then Alex Meyer here going up against the Red Sox. They just don't K a lot. You know, Alex Meyer has definitely been really good this season to start. Small sample sizes. We haven't seen too many starts out of this young guy yet. But what we've seen so far has been, you know, kind of impressive. You know, the strikeout rates are definitely there. He's at 11.3% swinging strike rate. The contact's around 71%. And the strikeout rate's at 27%. So he's looked good in the small sample size in the 46 innings that we've seen so far this season. Just don't think I can play him here in this ballpark against the Red Sox with a 10.5 total. Definitely is contrarian, and you know the numbers definitely back it up. So I don't hate it, but I don't think that's somewhere that I'm gonna go here. On the Angels side, Cole Calhoun definitely in play for me here. You know, you look at Rick Porcello, 46% hard contact against lefties, like I mentioned. A lot of fly balls, so I like Calhoun quite a bit here, and he should go kind of overlooked. You know, outside of that, you know, Maben is fine. You know, he's just a little pricey. And then maybe you could look at guys like Simmons and Valbuena. You know, just... like I said, Porcello giving up a ton of hard contact. So at the end of the day, you want some hard contact, and you're definitely going to get it here with him. So, yeah. And then on the flip side of this game, you know, like I said, Meyer's been really good. I think if you're playing Boston, you're playing him as a stack. I don't think you're trying to pinpoint one or two guys here. And that's that. We move on. Chicago Cubs at Miami. John Lackey against Jose Urena. 9 total here. Lackey's been terrible. You know, his advanced stats suck. He's been terrible against lefties. Like, this is an excellent spot to attack Lackey with Justin Bour. 38% hard contact this season. Against lefties, 371 wOBA, strikeout rate under 18%. Love Justin Bour here. Like, this is going to be a guy I hate playing, you know, these guys, type of guys at first base, but Bour is definitely a guy that I love in this spot. To go one more here, let's just look up the batted ball profile just really quick. I should have said that before. I said I loved him. Now hopefully the batted ball profile doesn't discorrect us here. So John Lackey this season, he's throwing about 38% four-seam fastballs, 23% cutters, and about 21% curveballs, which makes up a lot of his pitches here against lefties. And we look at the fastball range, 90 to 91 miles an hour here on average. Justin Bour, 333 ISO, 477 wOBA against fastballs against righties in that range. Cutters this season, He hasn't seen many of them, but what he's seen of cutters this season, he has smashed. And then curveballs is where Boer has struggled. So if Lackey commits to the curveball against Boer, that could be where he gets him out. But outside of that, I think it's an excellent matchup for Justin Boer. Don't mind Christian Yelich here. Ozuna has been swinging a hot bat, and just a guy that nobody ever plays. So I definitely like Ozuna. You know, and then on the flip side of this game, the Cubs, you got a bigger ballpark. Jose Urena has been a fly ball pitcher that really doesn't strike anybody out, but doesn't give up a ton of home runs either. He's given up 2 home runs to lefties in 30 innings this season. And then against righties, a little bit more, 7 home runs in 34, a lot more hard contact to righties. So you want to kind of attack Jose Urena here. Maybe with the righties, but, you look at it, and he's just nothing that's been special. Low strikeout rate. Cubs are in play. It's a big ballpark. It's a 15-game slate. Ian Happ, some of these guys that could potentially just kind of, fit into your roster in spots that you need them. The Cubs offense is definitely a spot to look for guys, in that range. Baltimore at Tampa, Abato Jimenez against Chris Archer, 9 total here. Chris Archer, massive favorite at -200. Archer has been just lights out against right-handed pitching right-handed hitting this season. We look at Baltimore, they project to have 6 to 7 righties in this lineup. It's a spot where, you got this right-handed pitcher that has just been phenomenal. You got a team that team average wise and WOBA and strikeout rate is, league average. But, you just look at Archer's numbers against righties this season. 30% strikeout rate, .249 WOBA, only allowed 4 home runs to righties in 56 innings. It's a great ballpark for pitchers. I just think this is a lock and load Chris Archer spot. He struggled with hard contact to lefties, so potentially, Seth Smith could take him deep here or something along those lines. But if they go really right-handed heavy here, which I don't see them, not being able to do, I think Archer is firmly in play. I think Archer is a better play than Strasburg in tournaments. Really like this spot for Archer. Abato, I don't understand how this guy is still somehow pitching in the big leagues. He's allowed 10 home runs to lefties this season in 26 innings. And, 4 home runs to the righties. So, a lot of hard contact to the righties, but he's really just getting smashed by left-handed pitching. And that is just not what you want in this spot against Tampa Bay. Tampa firmly in play. Malik Smith, Corey Dickerson, one of my favorite plays on this slate. Logan Morrison, Colby Rasmus. These guys are just guys I'm definitely going to be looking at here for the race. Moving on, Milwaukee at Atlanta, Jimmy Nelson against Michael Fultonevich, 9 total here. I really hate taking pitchers in this ballpark, so I'm going to pass on the pitchers. Jimmy Nelson's definitely been pitching better this year, and Fultonevich loves to troll us, so... Nelson, .298 WOBA against lefties, 37% hard contact, but a 30% strikeout rate against lefties this season. Against righties, the strikeout rate comes down to 18%, .324 WOBA, but a soft contact of 28% and a hard contact of 25%. So if I'm attacking Jimmy Nelson here, even though the strikeout rate is higher against lefties, that 37% hard contact is what I'm attacking. So I'm looking at guys, like Adams, don't mind Markakis and Inciarte, but it's really going to be like... Matt Adams type one-off for me. More on, fantasy draft, because there's just so many first basemen on the slate. As far as Fulte goes, .402 WOBA against lefties, 35% hard contact. Strikeout rate's only 15%. Against righties, definitely much more favorable. Only a .282 WOBA, a 21.1% strikeout rates, and really small hard contact. Nice little soft contact rate. So definitely want to attack Foltynewicz with the lefties. And, you know, this ballpark, we love the lefties. So Travis Shaw, Eric Thames, Eric the Nerd Sogar, all these guys firmly in play here in this spot against Michael Foltynewicz. Next up, we have Oakland at Chicago taking on the White Sox. Jarrell Cotton against Mike Pelfrey, 10.5 total here. Pelfrey, a slight favorite at minus 112, just goes to show that Vegas is getting on board with the White Sox bats. We look at Cotton this season. You know, it was a guy that, you know, initially started the season really solid, but not lately. Giving up a lot of home runs to righties. Fly ball pitcher, 358 wOBA, 41.1% hard contact against righties. You know, the numbers against lefties, 329 wOBA, a lot less hard contact, getting a lot of soft contact against lefties. Still fly ball, still giving up some home runs, but a lot of soft contact against the lefties. The problem is Abreu, Garcia, Frazier, Davidson, all these guys, right-handed bats. And just, you know, just looking at Cotton's numbers, like, all these guys definitely in play. Let's see. Cotton throws fastball slider about 70% of his pitches. So we pull up the guy that I've been playing a lot lately. I talked about him yesterday. So Cotton averaged about 93 miles an hour. Davidson actually struggles with the fastball in that range, but mashes the slider, destroys the slider. Let's see, Jose Abreu. Fastball's in that range. Abreu crushes them, and then the slider is well above average, 250 ISO, 384 wOBA. So these guys definitely in play here, the Chicago White Sox, righties. 10.5 total, too. So we look at it, Oakland and, you know, Mike Pelfrey, probably one of the most frustrating guys to try to figure out. 310 wOBA against lefties, 38% hard contact, more of a fly ball pitcher that doesn't give up home runs somehow. And then against righties, 263 wOBA, 30% soft contact rate, just not getting hit hard by righties. So you look at it and, you know, Alonso definitely in play here. But the guy I want to talk about is, you know, even with the soft contact that Pelfrey is getting against righties, I wanted to talk about our boy Chris Davis. I know you guys are probably sick of hearing me talk about this guy. And, you know, I just got them telling you he doesn't give a bunch of hard contact to righties. But, you know, we talk about Chris Davis all the time, and we talk about him especially against sinker ballers, and we know Mike Pelfrey throws a ton of sinkers, 66% against righties this season. He throws his sinker, doesn't really throw his fastball much, throws a slider and a curveball on top of the sinker, but really relying on that sinker. And Chris Davis, 300 ISO against sinkers this season. Yeah. Just a guy that I like a lot here for tournaments as a one-off. Like I said, don't mind Alonso either, but, you know, there's so many first basemen on this slate. Wind blowing out a little bit out there in Chicago. Pittsburgh at St. Louis. Jameson Taillon against Adam Wainwright. You know, looking at Taillon this season, 284 wOBA against lefties, really solid hard contact rate at 22%. And then against righties, 370 wOBA, 35% hard contact. Adam Wainwright, 376 wOBA to righties this season, and 348 wOBA to lefties. Really hasn't pitched well, but he doesn't give up a bunch of home runs. You know, Andrew McCutchen's been a guy that has seen him a bunch. He's 17 for 57 with 6 doubles, a triple, 2 home runs, and 13 strikeouts there against Wainwright. So McCutchen's seen him a bunch. He's swinging a hot bat. Maybe you look at McCutchen as a one-off here. On the Cardinals side, you know, Tommy Pham is a guy that's interesting here. Jerko, these power righties. Power righties against the guy that's been struggling more with right-handed bats. You know, like I mentioned, Pham, he has a 243 ISO with a 372 wOBA against righties this season. Jed Jerko, 214 ISO, 367 wOBA against righties. So, really like Pham and Jerko in this spot. I think those are two guys that I definitely want to attack. And then I don't mind Piscotty, 361 wOBA against righties this season. So, if I'm going to attack it, it's going to be with the Cardinals righties. We move on, Toronto at Kansas City. Jay Happ against Jacob Junis, 9.5 total. Happ a slight favor here against Kansas City in Kansas City. We look at Kansas City against left-handed pitching this season. You know, they're starting to move up the boards where they were down in the bottom five. They're 22nd in Team WOBA this season against lefties now. We pull up Plate IQ to kind of get an idea of what we're looking at projected lineup-wise. We see only a 16% strikeout rate for the projected lineup here. WOBA only 291, ISO only 142, so probably not going to get blown up here. You know, Moustakas is the only one with a WOBA or an ISO over 200 in this projected starting lineup, and Happ has kind of struggled with lefties, very small sample size this year. Only 5% soft contact rate against lefties this season. Anyway, I don't think I can play Happ in this spot, but I don't think he's the worst play on the slate either, for what it's worth. Jacob Junis, young pitcher. Let's see here. Trying to pull up his pitch profile really quick on Fangraphs, and it's not agreeing with me right now. So anyway, Jake Junis, young pitcher against righties. You know, it was really mixed in those of his pitches. Sinker, slider, curveball. Really not, you know, hitters are not generating any power against his slider or curveball. He has a 30% swing and strike rate against with his slider against right-handed pitching or hitters. You know, the swing and strike rates have been solid, but he's getting hit hard. You know, his fastball is getting hit hard. His sinker is getting hit hard. You know, the breaking stuff has been solid, but the fastball and sinker have been getting smashed. Don't think I could play him here. You look at the Blue Jays lineups, you know, Morales going back here to Kansas City. Oh, how many home runs this guy would have hit in this if he didn't play in this ballpark last year. You know, we look at Junis and, you know, it's all small sample sizes. 375 WOBA, 50% hard contact to lefties, 43% hard contact to righties. You know, you could potentially throw out a Morales, a Donaldson, a Baptista, just depending on what the lineup looks like. It looks like they're going to continue to, you know, bat Baptista in that leadoff spot. So it's definitely an interesting lineup how it works out now. So, and as far as Kansas City goes, I don't see a lot that I want to pick on Happ with here in this spot. Lorenzo Cain, Salvador Perez, then Moustakas, probably just one-offs if I play them at all. Moving on, Philadelphia, Mark Leithier against Patrick Corbin. No total in this game right now. This game's in Arizona. And you look at Patrick Corbin and you're like, man, does this guy have some strikeout upside? And the problem is, like, he's just shown zero strikeout upside to righties this season, giving up a lot of hard contact to righties. Really pretty high home run rate as well. Obviously, he pitches in this ballpark. And, you know, the lefty numbers, they definitely come down as far as numbers go. The strikeout rate goes way up. So you definitely don't want to play Herrera here. But I actually think you could play Althier, Joseph, Franco, These power righties against Corbin are kind of interesting in this spot. And then the Arizona side going from Coors back to Arizona here. You know, small sample sizes on Mark Lethier. You know, 9 innings against lefties, 2.03 wOBA, soft hard contact ratio is 0%, so not giving a lot of hard contact up. You look at the numbers against righties, and .335 wOBA, much higher soft contact than hard contact, but does give up a couple home runs. Like I said, it's a small sample size on this guy. You know, we really don't know what to expect, but soft contact rate's 28%, the hard contact's 23%. The thing is, a 5% swinging strike rate, the Sierra's 5.76, the BABIP is 164, like, It's screaming Arizona stack here for me. Gonna guess this line's gonna be big, and I actually think the Arizona stack probably one of the best plays on the board here because they're still kind of priced up because they were just in Coors Field as well. Detroit at San Diego, Michael Fulmer against Luis Perdomo, 7.5 total here, lowest total on the slate. One of the best pitchers' ballparks on the slate. Michael Fulmer has been kind of disappointing this season. We expected more from him. He is a big ground ball pitcher to righties, 46% against lefties. I think he's in play here. You know, I don't see him typically getting blown up here. So, I think he's in play. If he becomes a shiny object, he becomes really popular today. You know, you could look elsewhere, but it is a matchup in San Diego against the Padres. The team that definitely strikes out a bunch against right-handed pitching. And, you know, they're still dead last in wOBA against righties this season. 24.5% team strikeout rate. You know, WRC plus their last. You know, you just keep going on and on and on. So, bottom five offense all around against right-handed pitching. So, Fulmer's in play. Luis Perdomo on the flip side of this game just continues to be a massive ground ball pitcher, 57% to lefties, 70% to righties. Like, I can't play Perdomo here, but I don't think I'm going to target people against him. He just doesn't give up a lot and, you know, just generates a ton of ground balls, double plays out the yin to, you know, get out of innings. You know, if he had any type of strikeout stuff, he'd be a guy that we could look at, but just doesn't get a bunch of strikeouts. Higher strikeout rate against righties. So if we get a outside of Avila lineup and we get 7 righties here, Perdomo, 70% ground ball rate against righties, 3.18 wOBA, 23.6% strikeout rate. So I'm just not playing the righties. And depending on, let's see, what is Perdomo priced at? Oh, he wasn't a probable pitcher. Lamet was supposed to pitch. They switched days. That's right. Let's see. Perdomo's 5,600. I think you could do worse. So I don't hate it as a tournament play. Like I said, large field tournament. Make sure they have a very right-handed heavy lineup in there. And, you know, he could definitely pitch deep into this game. All right, we got 3 more games left. Houston at Seattle. Joseph Musgrove against Felix Hernandez. 9.5 total pick'em game. Sorry, Felix. It's a tough spot to come back from the DL and face, you know, one of the best offenses in baseball. I'm definitely not playing Felix here. I think the Houston stack is definitely in play. And then Joseph Musgrove. You know, we look at him, 3.22 wOBA against lefties, 23% strikeout rates against righties. He's been struggling a bunch, 3.78 wOBA, 34% hard contact, 2.12 home run per nine against righties this season, only a 16% strikeout rate. So maybe you're looking at guys like Nelson Cruz, Gene Segura, Mitch Haniger type plays. Maybe Mike Zunino as a punt catcher. So don't mind the Seattle righties in this spot whatsoever. Colorado at Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers. 8 total here. Kyle Freeland against Alex Wood. Yeah, of course. It wouldn't be a week if the week didn't end on having an Alex Wood in the slate, right? Right? Yeah, maybe? No. Anyway, God, you know what I'm going to say here. The strikeout rate is high. He gets a bunch of strikeouts. He throws a bunch of strikes. Doesn't tend to walk people. But I don't think he's thrown over 100 pitches this season. Like, that's the downside. Just, you know, he did throw 8 innings in his last start against Cincinnati. In under 90 pitches. So, is it possible that he could do it? I think that's the ceiling right there. 89 pitches in 8 innings. Probably the max ceiling. Like, I just don't want to pay 96 for Wood. And it's just, it's not a bad matchup. That's the problem. Like, it's actually a pretty sound matchup here. I guess the Rockies are actually pretty good against lefties this season. They're third in team WOBA. They do strike out a bunch, 23.6% of the time. So there's some strikeout upside here. It's a risky play at this price. I don't think I would try to talk you off of it outside of just knowing that you have a limited ceiling with this guy. And he could get pulled at any moment. Kyle Freeland, big ground ball pitcher. 58.7% ground ball rate this season. Doesn't strike anybody out. Gives up a bunch of contact, which tends to be hard and soft. The Sierra is a run 1.4 runs higher than the ERA, which is always concerning. And, you know, you look at the Dodgers, and they've actually been sneaky good against left-handed pitching this season outside of stinking for the last few seasons. So you look at it, and you know, on the Rocky side, I don't mind playing Nolan Arenado and Mark Reynolds as one-offs. Their prices are going to still be high. But on the Dodgers, Chris Taylor, Logan Forsythe, Barnes as a punt, you know, Kiki Hernandez, you know, looking at these guys. But I don't think you have to go out of your way to attack this game on a 15-game slate. Mets and Giants. Seth Lugo against Ty Blatch, 8.5 total here in San Francisco. Man, the Giants flying from the East Coast to the West Coast. They've just been terrible this season against right-handed pitching. Like, I don't want to play Seth Lugo here. Like, I don't want to. I wish his price was cheaper. He's 7,700, but I don't think he's the worst play on the board. You know, massive ballpark and, you know, some upside in this spot. So I don't think Seth Lugo is the worst play. I wish he was a little bit cheaper on DraftKings, but I do think he's in play. And then Ty Blatch, we just know, zero strikeout upside, doesn't strike anybody out. No way I'm playing this guy. As far as the Mets go, Wilmer Flores, Cespedes. Yes and yes. Both these guys in play here. And then on the Giants side, I don't ever hate playing Crawford. Posey's been hitting well, but you're paying massive amount for a catcher. So I don't think you have to do that on a 15-game slate here tonight. And that's gonna wrap it up for the 15 game breakdown. Look at that, all done, all through 40 minutes. Call it a day. Hope everyone enjoys their Friday. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if you guys haven't checked out PlayDraft, make sure you head over there, check them out, playdraft.com/grinders for a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. All kinds of best ball drafts and all that stuff, a lot of fun stuff going on there. I'll be doing the 3:30 play draft show today, so make sure you guys are checking that out. We'll be doing some live drafts and stuff, and you guys kind of already know where my head's at now that you guys have seen what I like here for this slate. So I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. It's going to do it. We'll be back on Monday. Good luck tonight, and we'll see you then.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.